Welcome to Bible Chapter Every Day. I'm Matthew. Our chapter today is Jonah 2. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, you are so patient. You are so great. You are so kind to us. We don't deserve your mercy. And even when we do our best to praise you and thank you, we don't praise you like you deserve. Thank you for listening to our feeble attempts and working with us. Amen. Jonah 2. And Jonah prayed to Yahweh his God from the belly of the fish and said, I called from my distress to Yahweh, and he answered me. From the belly of Sheol I cried for help. You heard my voice, and you threw me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the sea current surrounded me. All your breakers and your surging waves passed over me. And I said, I am banished from your sight. How will I continue to look on your holy temple? The waters encompassed me up to my neck. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. I went down to the foundations of the mountains. The underworld, its bars were around me forever. But you brought up my life from the pit, Yahweh my God. When my life was ebbing away from me, I remembered Yahweh, and my prayer came to you, to your holy temple. Those who worship vain idols forsake their loyal love. But I, with a voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. I will fulfill what I have vowed. Deliverance belongs to Yahweh. And Yahweh spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah out on the dry land. Well, that's the reading. Let's dig in. In chapter 1, God commanded Jonah to go to Nineveh to preach. And he went the opposite direction, running away from God, which was a very foolish idea. When the storm came and the sailors found out about it, they thought it was a foolish idea. And finally, when they saw no other option, they threw Jonah overboard. The chapter ended with Yahweh sending a great fish to swallow Jonah and kept him from drowning. There are more recent stories of people being swallowed by a whale and surviving, but I don't think any of them were in there for 3 days. I'm not sure if Jonah was alert the whole time, but he had enough time in there to pray. And we have here Jonah's prayer or psalm of praise and thanksgiving. There are many psalms of praise and thanksgiving in the book of Psalms, and this one sounds very much like them. In fact, maybe Jonah was recalling parts of various psalms and putting them together to fit his own situation. There are psalms that describe trouble like drowning. Sheol is the grave, and it's mentioned many times in the Psalms, and being in a fish, deep in the water in the dark, is a lot like a grave. Jonah starts out calling in his distress to Yahweh, which is the right way to look. He describes the trouble he's in the ocean, and how he thought he was going to die and never worship God again. He was just about to die when he prayed to Yahweh, and Yahweh heard. He says that some people worship vain idols, but he will worship Yahweh and give him thanks and sacrifices and pay his vows, because Yahweh is the one who delivers. And Yahweh commanded the fish, and it spit Jonah out on the dry land. We don't know exactly where, but perhaps it was back near where he started. And now for a deeper dive. This is a great psalm of praise and thanks, and we should praise and thank God for saving us. Too often we ask for help, and then when we get the help, we don't think to give thanks to God. I don't know about you, but at least it's true of me anyway. But I want to also point out some problems here. This psalm is a great psalm of thanks and praise, but it's not a psalm of repentance. Jonah doesn't talk about why he was in the fish in the first place. It was his own fault. He deserved to die for trying to go against God. I don't know about you, but my life has been a progression of learning how foolish I am. So I can't be too hard on Jonah here without noticing myself in the story. But Jonah is pointed back to God now. God got his attention, and he isn't going to try running away from God now. I get another hint from this psalm, good though it is, that Jonah still doesn't get it all yet. Verses 8 and 9, he says, "Those who worship vain idols forsake their loyal love, but I, with a voice of thanksgiving, will sacrifice to you. I will fulfill what I have vowed. Deliverance belongs to Yahweh." Jonah, as far as I know, never did worship idols directly. His idols were not made of gold and stone, anyway, though maybe Israel as a nation was an idol to him, since he didn't want to see Nineveh saved. But it seems to me like maybe he's feeling above the sailors here, who are each crying out to their own gods during the storm. And of course, those other gods did nothing. Only Yahweh saves. But when Jonah prayed this, I don't think he knew what the sailors had done at the end of chapter 1, in verse 16. "So the men feared Yahweh greatly, and they offered a sacrifice to Yahweh and made vows." They sacrificed and made vows to Yahweh. Exactly the same things that Jonah says he will do. Which gives us a hint of the main point of this book, that God cares about everyone and wants to save them all and turn them all to himself. But again, I can't be too hard on Jonah, even when I am trying to serve God. There's always this dangerous pride in the background that wants to think I'm better than other people who aren't trying to serve God like I am. God is so patient with us. He accepts the thanks that we give him, even though it's far from perfect. Scripture quotations are from the Lexham English Bible. Copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software.